Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you today?
Yes, good morning. I am calling. I got a notification from my credit card company that I'm being charged for a prescription or subscription that I did not authorize, and I want to cancel whatever is on that account immediately.
Okay, happy to pull up some information for you. Can I start by having your name and a good zip code to search under?
All right, first of all, I would like to know your name.
Said my name is Ashley.
Ashley. Just bear with me here. Okay, now what's the information you need?
I asked for your name and a good zip code I could search under, please.
Kenneth Beckrell, 48744.
What was the date of your last charge?
The charge was to pay shipping, and it was, I don't know the exact day, but it was in last month, April.
Okay, and for security, can you confirm your shipping address?
Shipping address is 2857 West Saginaw Road, Mayville, Michigan, 48744.
Well, perfect. Thank you. It does bring up the Elevair, both the facial moisturizer and the eye serum. I show you ordered with us on the 16th of April for shipping and handling up front. And there were terms that would have explained your entering into a 14-day free trial. And then as we sent out a month's supply of product, if you failed to cancel within the free time frame, our system will bill you the full price of what you had paid shipping to receive. So it seems here on the 3rd, we did bill you $92.90 as full price of the moisturizer you had received. Did you have any time to try it?
Not yet.
Well, it is wonderful at reducing fine lines and wrinkles, sir, even minimizing pore size with continued use. What I'll do is place you on a 60-day hold, and it'll give you out until July 3rd to see the best benefit.
But how does that affect me canceling right now?
Well, that's what I'm offering the hold towards, sir. It prevents future shipments and charges within the 60-day time frame. Give you plenty of time to notice these results you were hoping to seek when you paid for the shipping. Now, if it's a bit too pricey, we have released a customer courtesy discount. Now, after the 60-day hold, I can get you locked in at half price. And that would be applicable for future orders with us.
But that doesn't answer my question. You want to put me on a hold. I want to cancel it totally.
Well, I'd hate to lose you as a customer, sir. Our best offer today is 75% off. Would you like to take advantage of that promotion we have?
No, I don't want any promotions. I want to cancel it.
Well, I can do that as well. It'll be just
a
moment.
I did not authorize it.
I'm sorry for the confusion on the terms, sir. The terms did state if you failed to cancel, we will bill you the full price of what you paid shipping and handling to United States Postal Service to receive. But at this time, per your request, I have processed a cancellation, and I would like to give you a cancellation confirmation number as well.
That I want, yes.
All right, just let me know when you have a pen and paper handy.
I have it. I'm ready.
All right, that's going to be C as in cancel, 35564.
Okay, my pen decided not to write. Okay, I got C. And
correct.
Some numbers.
355-64.
All right. C-5564.
That's right, sir, and that's effective immediately.
That's what I want.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
You have a great day, too, Ashley. Thank you. Bye.